USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Republicans to get tougher and fight back as Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats are leaving Republicans and the public in the dark.
They've all been done first with a vote of the full House. That wasn't done in this case. And then they've always been done in public. People remember the Nixon hearings that were done in committee. Again, everybody could watch it at home. You can't watch it today. The press is not even allowed in that room. It makes you wonder, what is Adam Schiff trying to hide from public view?
The Louisiana Republican was speaking there on Fox News. President Trump claims a ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president says it's very good news and that both sides have suffered losses before the ceasefire was agreed upon late last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The National Weather Service is confirming at least two tornadoes hit North Texas. An EF3 tornado is being blamed for major damage to Dallas, and the National Weather Service is saying that winds reached over 140 miles an hour in that tornado. Another medical study claims plant-based diets are safer. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mayo Clinic researchers linking high consumption of dairy with an increased risk of prostate cancer. The research published in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association finding there was decreased risk of prostate cancer associated with plant-based diets. The researchers reviewing 47 studies comprising more than a million total participants to understand the risks of prostate cancer associated with plant-based and animal-based foods.
Positive day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 57 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, Senator Elizabeth Warren's emergence as a front runner in the primary is bringing new attention and scrutiny to her plan that would raise taxes on wealthy individuals. Peter Morici is an economist and professor emeritus of international business at the University of Maryland. He joins Fox News and says this won't work.
Think about it this way. Suppose you have assets of $50 million, so you meet her threshold. And then you earn this year another $50 million, and you invest 25 of it. On that 25, you're going to pay another 1% a year for the rest of your life. So if you're a 30-year-old woman, you're facing an 85% marginal tax rate on that wealth. So why take a risk? Why invest? And on top of that, there's the inheritance tax, the estate tax. No, this is absurd. And by the way, she wants to couple this with a 70% income tax on these people. So in the end, they basically, if they make a buck, they're going to have to pay $1.20.
The two women who made history by performing a spacewalk together are reflecting on the milestone.
When I found out that Jessica was going to be my partner in the spacewalk, it didn't strike me as any different as it would if it had been Drew again or Nick again. And that's because we all have been training together.
Christina Cook says she and Jessica Meyer were simply doing the job they were trained to do. The two women repaired a malfunctioning battery charger during last week's 8-hour spacewalk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.